From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. In a letter released Friday, White House counsel Don McGahn said that Mr. Trump had decided not to declassify the Democratic memo because the memorandum contains numerous properly declassified and especially sensitive passages. The letter to House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes asked for revisions in the document before it could be released. Mr. Trump had until the end of Friday to decide whether to declassify the memo written by Democrats on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The president last week authorized the release of the Republican version of the memo, which claimed the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on Carter Page, a former Trump campaign advisor, and his connections to Russia. The White House confirmed late Friday that a second staff member had resigned after learning of domestic abuse allegations against him. Spokesman Raj Shah said the speechwriter, David Sorensen, resigned Friday just 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations by both his former wives that he had abused them. Sorensen denied the abuse allegations, which were first reported Friday by The Washington Post. Sorensen's ex-wife had told the Post that he was violent and emotionally abusive during their short marriage. Well, the president signed a sweeping bipartisan budget bill ending a brief government shutdown. The bill adds hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. This is VOA News.